This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, Trump certainly hasn't done anything to win favor from Judge Mershon. I think Judge Mershon is in a mood to do him any special favors, but he'll look at it, dispassionately, as his admirers have said he has done throughout this entire process, and he'll make his own decision. Obviously, being sentenced before the election, September 18th would be just 8 days after the first debate with Kamala Harris, and just as early voting is getting started. That would obviously not be, what any candidate would want, but he's going to try to turn it to his advantage. He's going to try to use that as an example once again for his base of persecution and grievance, how he has been unfairly targeted in his view by the justice system.
Peter Baker from the New York Times reacting to the September 18th date that is coming up quickly upon us, less than a month away, where Donald Trump could be sentenced to prison. And Andy McCarthy has spoken out on this and said that we should prepare ourselves for Donald Trump to be sentenced to prison. So we wanted to talk to him about that and see where he is on that currently. He's a contributing editor at National Review. He is also a Fox News contributor. We are grateful to have him back with us. Andy, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Annie, nice to be with you.
So you wrote this article on Fox News, this opinion article, telling us to be prepared. What do you want people to know about Judge Mershon, the sentencing date that's coming up, and what Donald Trump's future might look like?
Well, there's new developments on that, Annie, just within the last day that we should probably talk about, and that is that the district attorney has now conceded that Trump is correct, that he would have a right to appeal any decision that Judge Mershon makes on immunity. Trump has asked for the court to throw out his guilty verdicts based on the Supreme Court's immunity ruling from July. As I pointed out in a column last week, there's no law enforcement or judicial-based reason why Trump should be sentenced on September 18th, which is the 2 days after early voting begins in Pennsylvania, which is the key state in the election, according to most informed analysts. And now it looks like Bragg is admitting that even if Mershon rules against Trump on his immunity claim, Trump would have a right to appeal that in advance of being sentenced. And it therefore looks more likely, even though the judge hasn't acted on this yet, it seems to me likely that the sentencing will be postponed.
You know, it's been so interesting during all of these charges against Donald Trump, but this one specifically, how important the clock and the timeline is as to how justice is going to be served. Because, of course, with the November 5th election day, but of course, early voting starting much earlier in front of it, there are questions as to whether or not, if you get past Election Day and Donald Trump wins the presidency, what happens to these things after the fact. My understanding is, too, that there was a request for sentencing to be delayed beyond the election as well. Do you feel like it's likely that Mershon is going to push all of this to end up being beyond the election after all?
I don't think he has any choice. It's not what they want to do. And, you know, what Bragg has tried to suggest here is that the problem is tiny here compared to, say, the immunity issue in the Washington federal case, because that case is almost exclusively built on Trump's activities as president, whereas at least ostensibly the New York state case is based on private actions. But knowing what he knew, which is that all this litigation was happening in the Supreme Court, I think Bragg recklessly and Judge Mershon somewhat cluelessly allowed the district attorney's office to offer a lot of evidence at the trial that involved and implicated Trump's official activities as president, to the point that Bragg even subpoenaed and therefore compelled the testimony of two of Trump's White House staffers, whose testimony was exclusively about activities that Trump undertook while he was president. I think it was a reckless thing for them to do when they knew that this issue was being considered by the Supreme Court, and when Trump had asked for the trial to be delayed so that the judge would have the benefit of the Supreme Court's thinking on this issue before forging ahead with the trial. But they pell-mell went ahead, and now Bragg has to concede, even though he's trying to minimize the problem, that they did offer evidence that is illegal under the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. Bragg's now trying to say that it's probably just harmless error, but in point of fact, when they were arguing to the jury, the prosecutors from Bragg's office said that the evidence that they had presented along these lines was, and this is a quote, utterly devastating. So it's hard to imagine how you can now say that something is harmless error that you told the jury was a big deal when the trial was going on.
Andy McCarthy with us right now, Fox News contributor, former chief assistant U.S. attorney as well, contributing editor at the National Review. If all of that is to be applied to this particular case, and the immunity ruling by the Supreme Court is now a major factor in evidence that was entered in to get to that conviction that Donald Trump now very excitedly wears, if you ask the Democrats, because they can't have a conversation without saying the words convicted felon. Does that result in a retrial? Do we have to go through all of this again? What would the natural conclusion be if we find out some of these things need to be pulled out and the conviction wouldn't stand?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Bragg's taking the position. Let me spell out what the two sides are saying. Bragg is taking the position that what we're dealing with here is not a profound immunity issue like in the Washington federal case, where Trump is basically saying he's immune from being charged with those crimes based on that are based on his activities as president. Here, this is the derivative immunity issue that comes out in the Supreme Court's opinion. Remember, what the Supreme Court says in the new immunity ruling is that not only are presidents immune from being charged with crimes that are wholly based on their activities as president. Derivatively, you also, as a prosecutor, can't offer evidence of the president's immune acts, that is, official acts as president, in order to prove other crimes that are primarily private activity. That is the Bragg situation. So in the Bragg situation, you wouldn't necessarily have counts of the indictment thrown out, but what the court would, I think, probably say, I don't know that Merchan is going to say this, but I think ultimately the ruling will be that the case has to be redone because the district attorney offered important evidence over Trump's objection that was not permissible under the immunity principles, and they made a very vigorous argument about immunity. The state, I think, recklessly went ahead with it anyway. So what Bragg wants to argue is that, yes, we made a little mistake here, but it was all harmless error. And what Trump is trying to argue is that the indictment should be thrown out. And I think probably neither one of those things is right. I think what would have to happen is the case would have to be, if the state chooses to do it, the case would have to be, you know, basically redone without that evidence in it, which, by the way, Bragg didn't need that evidence. It was foolish of him to go forward with it. In Jack Smith's case in Washington, I don't like that case, but at least, you know, from Smith's perspective, he has to use that evidence. He doesn't have a case without it. Whereas here, Bragg kind of gratuitously did this, and he's being hoisted on his own petard because the Trump people, you know, objected up, down, and sideways to it. And Judge Merchan obviously didn't understand the issue in the trial, because one of the things he said, you know, one of the official acts that Trump is saying he performed was some of the tweets that he issued about some of the allegations that were being made by Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. And the judge said, you can't tell me that the state can't prove something that he tweeted publicly that, you know, millions of people saw, because it was on his Twitter feed. And that suggested to me, as I wrote last week, that the judge seemed to think that this was a confidentiality issue. And of course, like, if something's confidential, but then you blab it to a million people, yes, you can waive your confidentiality right. But this was not a confidentiality issue. This was Trump's right under the immunity doctrine not to have that offered against him as evidence in the trial. So I think that Merchan didn't even understand the fire that he was playing with, because he didn't understand the issue. But in any event, I think what would ultimately happen is that if the state wanted to retry the case, they could, but they'd have to keep that evidence out. But in the meantime, Annie, it would take a long time to get there, because if Merchan rules in Bragg's favor, as he has reliably done at every juncture of the trial, Trump would then be able to appeal that immediately to the appellate division in New York and then ultimately to the highest court in New York. And if he still didn't have satisfaction because it's a federal issue, he could appeal it to the Supreme Court of the United States. That could take a very long time. And Trump's point is that the Supreme Court has said that if you have an immunity issue, that has to be fully litigated before you proceed with everything else, because immunity goes to the question of whether it's proper to have the trial or the court proceeding in the first place. So Trump would be entitled, I think, to do all of those appeals before, if the case was still viable after, you know, if for some reason all these appellate courts upheld the conviction, Merchan could then impose sentence. I don't think they're going to uphold the conviction. I think they'll throw out the convictions. But let's say the ruling goes in Bragg's favor. It would still take a very long time to get there, and Merchan would not be allowed in the meantime to impose sentence until all that litigation was done.
Oof, man, that's a lot. Andy McCarthy with us right now. So is there still a possibility, with all of that being said, is there still a possibility that Merchan tries to sentence Donald Trump on September 18th?
There's a possibility, but I think he would be stopped from doing that. And okay. I actually think, you know, look, he's never publicly parted company with Bragg throughout the case. Mm-hmm. And Bragg has basically now sent him this letter that basically says, you know, look, we've looked at the tea leaves here. We're not going to object if you postpone the sentence. So he knows he's in the wrong. And the way the letter is couched, they say, you know, we're really just trying to be on the safe side here because there's a lot of resources that have to be expended in order to have proceedings in this case because of public safety and logistics. And we'd hate to see all these public resources wasted by having to plan a sentencing that ends up not happening because Trump appeals. So what Bragg is basically drawing for Merchan is a kind of a roadmap where Merchan can say, I'm putting off the sentencing in the interest of public safety and preserving resources without admitting that I have to put the sentencing off because I idiotically let this evidence in that shouldn't have come into the case.
It's like trying to rebake a cake, but this time without the sugar and the flour. No one's eating
exactly.
That cake. Andy
right.
McCarthy, the last question I have for you is regarding sentencing. I mean, maybe before these last developments here, just how outrageous would it really be for Merchan to impose a jail sentence for these crimes towards Donald Trump? Like, on the scale of 0 to 10, where are we at on where that would be an applicable, responsible sentence for this crime in this situation?
Yeah, probably 11 or 12.
Wondering.
You know, look, I think that what you have to, as a matter of just like due process and equal protection of the law, no one who was not named Donald Trump would have been charged in this case. And the prosecutor, this is a prosecutor, a progressive prosecutor in Manhattan, whose MO is to plead serious crimes down to misdemeanors. Here, he pled what at most was a misdemeanor. I think he would have had trouble proving the misdemeanor. And he pled that into 34 felonies. And he did it with like 8-year-old conduct to try to get around the statute of limitations. I mean, it's like so obvious that this is a political prosecution. And then, even though the charge is falsification of business records, which is pretty puny as felonies go, they pitched it to the jury as Trump successfully conspired to steal the 2016 election. And Merchan bought that interpretation of it and went all along the way with Bragg on this. So to me, how do you, if you're going to say this case was really about Trump stealing the world's most important political office, how do you then say, and we'll sentence him to 10 hours of probation? You know, I mean, stealing the presidency is like the crime of the century, right? So he's got to give him, I think he's got to give him a prison sentence. And I think his incentive is high to give him a prison sentence because Trump isn't actually going to prison. You know, under New York law, he's virtually certain to get bail pending appeal. So it's not like Trump, you know, Murchum was going to pronounce sentence, and then the cops would slap cuffs on Trump and cart him off to Rikers Island, right? That was not what was going to happen. It's going to be a year or two, even without the immunity stuff, it was going to be a year or two while Trump's appeal played out. So to my mind, since this is only political theater, there's no way that Trump was actually going to prison. Perversely, I think that increases Merchan's incentive to impose a stiff prison sentence, because it's not like it's really going to happen, right? Mm. This was only for political messaging in the 7-week run-up to the election.
Man, it's really infuriating. I bet for you that really understands the legalese of all of this even more so. It's just absolutely infuriating. Real quick, he can't pardon himself if he becomes the president for this crime, because it's a state crime?
Yeah, he would have to depend on Governor Kathy Hochul to do that. Only the governor, in some states, they actually have a pardon board, but I think in New York, the governor has pardon power. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were Trump on that one. But I would assure people, though, that I think what would happen, even if, like, they tried to impose a prison sentence on him and then execute it while his appeal was pending, meaning try to put him in prison, I think the Justice Department would go into federal court and argue that under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, the state can't interfere with the legitimate functioning of the federal government. So what would happen is Trump's sentencing would be delayed until after his presidential term was over, if he won the election. So just to put everyone at ease, what happened in New York is a debacle. It's a terrible development for the criminal justice system. But President Trump is not going to Attica anytime soon.
Man, you've put a lot of people at ease, and you've also disappointed a lot of people with that statement, Andy McCarthy. That's the way of the times right now. We appreciate you, Andy. Thank you for giving us some of your afternoon. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much, Annie.
You as well. Bye-bye. He's a contributing editor at National Review. He's the host of the McCarthy Report. It's a podcast that I encourage you to subscribe to and check out. The McCarthy Report, Fox News contributor as well. How many people are crying right now because he just said Trump's not getting hauled off in cuffs to Rikers? So, what did he say? Complicated business. Sorry to keep you waiting. Man. And as he said, even if it were to happen, he won the re-election, he would have to like serve his term and then they'd pick it up from there. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about our coverage of the DNC convention here on the show. And how much are you craving to hear? I got clips galore. You guys want to hear AOC? I got it. You want Kamala? I got it. You want Hillary? I got it. Why do I have all of these clips? Oh my gosh. I don't want it. But maybe you do. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll and tell us, how much of this convention are you trying to take in? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.